下午好。
Good afternoon.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
我们将下边的时间恭敬仰望给你。
We give this time to you.
求你施恩祝福。
May you bless us,
使我们可以有得救的智慧。
That we may have knowledge of salvation.
打开我们的心。
May you open our hearts.
赐给我们智慧。
May you bless us with wisdom.
得以认识你。
That we may come to know you.
与我们同在。
May you be with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
I pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上次我们讲到了雅各。
Last time we were talking about Jacob.
雅各去了他舅舅家里边，他经历了很多的苦难。
Jacob went to his uncle's place and he experienced many hardships.
他是个很诡诈的人。
He was a very scheming man.
神恰恰就安排他舅舅呢比他还诡诈。
And God has made a provision that he would be more scheming than Jacob.
以前雅各在家里的时候呢，总骗他哥哥，骗他爸爸。
It was the case that Jacob at home would always be tricking his father and his brother.
每次都很成功。
Every time he was very successful.
但是当他遇到他舅舅的时候呢，住在他舅舅家里边的时候呢，他每次都输给他舅舅。
But every time he was at his uncle's place, he would lose to his uncle.
因为他舅舅比他呢更诡诈。
Because his uncle was better at scheming than him.
所以雅各呢，在他舅舅家里边吃了很多的苦的。
And so Jacob at his uncle's place received a lot of hardship.
那么我们就看见了，神把雅各带到他舅舅那里边去的时候呢，哎，给他，神就给他遇见许多的苦难。
And so we see that when God brought Jacob to his uncle's place, God prepared for him many hardships.
而当他面对这些苦难的时候呢，总是输给他舅舅，总是被他舅舅骗的时候呢，雅各就认识到自己，这个诡诈这个方法是不行的。
And when Jacob came to experience these hardships, he comes to understand that being this scheming is not good.
因为有比他更诡诈的。
Because there are people that are more scheming than him.
而且他也意识到用诡诈这个方法呢是不对的。
And he also realizes that using these scheming methods is not correct.
诡诈本身并不能够给他增加任何一点有意义的东西。
To scheme does not give him anything worth acquiring.
而相反，他所得到的这一切有意义的东西呢，都是上帝赐给他的。
Rather, everything that is valuable is given to him by God.
那么雅各就意识到这一点，他却知道依靠自己是不行的了。
And Jacob, when he comes to understand this, he realizes he cannot keep on leaning on himself.
他必须要依靠神了。
He must start leaning on God.
甚至于上次我们讲到了他的舅舅他从他舅舅家里边跑出来的时候呢，他舅舅要追他，要杀他的。
Last time we saw that when Jacob went to run away from his uncle is in hot pursuit of him.
他连自己的生命都保不住的。
Jacob is unable to preserve even his life.
多亏了，还是因为他爷爷和他爸爸的神出现了，阻止了他舅舅拉班，拉班才没有杀他。
Now, thankfully, the God of his grandfather and the God of his father appeared and saved him from his uncle.
所以我们看到，当雅各经历了很多的苦难的时候，他就开始认识这位上帝，并且倚靠这位上帝。
So, when Jacob experienced all of these hardships, he comes to know this God and he comes to lean on this God.
你知道，人不经过苦难是不懂得认识和倚靠上帝的。
When we do not experience hardship, we will not learn to lean on God.
所以上一次我们讲到了，我们经过苦难的时候呢，比如你在学校里边，哇，你这门课你觉得很困难的时候呢，你不要怕的。
So when we experience hardships in our lives, for example, at class, when there's something really hard, don't despair.
就是你经过了这些你不懂的东西，经过你的努力和学习呢，你可以看见你自己是很有限的。
It is when you encounter things you are unable to do that you come to realize there are things that you cannot do.
然后你也可以意识到，你可以学习到一件事情。哇，原来上帝给我们一个头脑，我们却可以思考，却可以学习，哎，却可以有智慧的。
And you learn that, well, you have a mind, you are able to think, you're able to increase in wisdom, you're able to think.
相反，如果你一天什么困难都没有，你什么都不想学，哪里可以获得智慧呢？
If there's no difficulty, there's nothing you want to learn, then how will you come to increase in wisdom?
所以当我们遇到许多的难处的时候呢，这不是不好的，相反是好的。
So these hardships that you encounter, they are not bad, but they are good.
可以使我们的智慧可以增加的。
They are opportunities for us to increase in wisdom.
所以你每天上学的时候，你不要觉得很头痛的。
So don't think of a school as a headache.
你要很开心啊。
You must be happy.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为今天你要用你的大脑要学习到新的知识。
Because now, using your brain, you are able to learn new things.
使你有更多的知识，也使你有更多的智慧。
And with this increase in knowledge, there's an increase in wisdom.
那么我们看，上帝到最后把雅各他变成了一个什么样的人呢
?So, what kind of person has God changed Jacob into?
或者说，上帝给雅各的祝福有多么的大呢
?In other words, how great was God's blessing upon Jacob?
我们来借着今天的创世纪47章的第7节到第12节，我们来看。
Let us see in Genesis chapter 47, verses 7 to 12.
我们都知道雅各呢从他舅舅家里回来呢就回到了他的爸爸家里。
We see when Jacob left his uncle's place, he has now come to the land of his father.
但是那个时候呢那个地方有很多的灾荒。
But at that time, there were a lot of other people there.
灾荒。
Wilderness?
Famine.
Oh, there's a famine at that time.
就是没有叫。怎么说？
没有吃的吗？
没有吃的叫
famine， yeah， famine， there's a famine，
饥荒，饥荒不是灾荒，是饥荒，有很大的饥荒，大家没饭吃了，没有粮食了，没有水呀。
There's a great famine， maybe a little water there。
那么神就借着他的祝福，把他带到哪儿了呢？带到埃及。
And God in His blessing brought Jacob to Egypt。
我们看他们住在迦南地，在这里，埃及在这里。
We see that Canaan is up north and then, Egypt is to the southwest of it.
而神在带领雅各来埃及之前呢已经把他的儿子约瑟呢带到了埃及并且做到了宰相。
And before Jacob came to Egypt, God has already led his son Joseph to Egypt to be a leader there.
而且神给约瑟呢有智慧帮助埃及的法老呢有很多很多的粮食。
And God has blessed Joseph with much wisdom to help Egypt's Pharaoh to acquire much, much food.
所以约瑟就把他的爸爸雅各接到了埃及。
So Joseph, he brought Jacob to Egypt.
并且让他们住在埃及那个地方最美好的地方。
And he put his father Jacob in the best land of Egypt.
因为以色列人是放牛放羊的。
Because Israelites, they are shepherds.
所以那个地方呢，有很多的水，有很多的草场。
In that place, there's a lot of grass and there's a lot of water.
所以雅各就和他的后代们在那片地叫歌山地，在那片地呢就住了下来。
And so Jacob and his descendants, they settled there in the land of Goshen.
因为约瑟呢是埃及那个地方的宰相。
Because Joseph there was the great leader in Egypt.
他的爸爸带领他的全家的人来从迦南地来到了埃及。
His father bringing his household there from Canaan.
所以呢约瑟呢就要把他的爸爸雅各呢引荐给法老。
And so Joseph brought Jacob before Pharaoh.
但是这个时候我们看到哈雅各和他的一家是来埃及做什么呢？是来逃难的，逃荒的，逃那个饥荒的。
So the family of Jacob, they came to Egypt for the purpose of getting away from the famine.
就像我们今天说是难民。
It's like they're refugees.
法老是谁呢
？Who was Pharaoh?
法老是埃及的王。
Pharaoh is the king of Egypt.
在那个时候呢，那个埃及呢是最强大的国家。
At that time, Egypt was the greatest country.
那法老呢，也被认为在世界上是最有分量的王。
And Pharaoh was noted to be in the world the most substantial king.
甚至于法老认为自己是神。
And Pharaoh thought of himself as God.
所以法老是非常的有高位，也非常的有权力。
And so, Pharaoh was in a very elevated place and he was very powerful.
当然也非常有智慧了。
And of course, he is wise.
那么我们看，当雅各这样一个难民逃荒的人来见法老的时候，发生了什么事情？
So what do we see when Jacob is fleeing this famine in a refugee in Egypt?
我们看第七节，这里说约瑟领他父亲雅各进到法老面前，雅各就给法老祝福。
Verse 7 says, Then Joseph brought in Jacob his father and stood him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
就发生了一件不寻常的事情。
Something very unusual happened.
雅各他是一个难民，要给法老好像神一样的这样一个国王给他祝福。
Jacob, this refugee, is giving blessing to Pharaoh, who is as if he's a god.
就好像你来到了加拿大总理的面前，你摁着他的脑袋说：“我给你祝福。”
It's like if you were to come to the Prime Minister of Canada and then you lay your hands on him and say, "I'm going to bless you."
啊，我们的总理会说：“哎，你谁？”
He is going to say, "Who are you?
你拿什么给我祝福？”
What are you going to bless me with?
我已经是总理了。
I'm already the Prime Minister.
那法老也是一样啊。
Same with Pharaoh.
你一个是逃饥荒的，你饭都吃不上的。
You are one who is fleeing from the famine. You don't even have any food to eat.
雅各，你为什么来到埃及？
Jacob, why are you here?
就因为你那个地方闹饥荒了，你没有饭吃了。
It's because your homeland is in famine. There's no food.
你是个逃荒的，来到埃及是做难民的。
You are fleeing the famine. You are a refugee here.
甚至于可以说你是一无所有的。
You could say that you have nothing.
你知道你有几个车，有几个马？你和法老他拥有整个的埃及，这是不能够相比的。
How many chariots and how much livestock do you have compared to Pharaoh? There's no comparison.
我们看法老这个雅各呢，就做了一件非常不可思议的事情，去按着法老的脑袋就给他祝福。
And so Jacob did something that is unthinkable. He went to bless Pharaoh.
更奇怪的事情是什么呢？法老也没说话，就让他祝福了。
What's even stranger is that Pharaoh accepted this without word.
你比如说我们今天这里面最小的哈，乐乐。
Let's just say our youngest one here, Sarah.
来到我面前，按照我的话，我给你祝福。
Comes up to pastor and says, "I'm going to bless you with hands on head."
那我至少得问一下乐乐宝贝儿，你为什么祝福我呢？你拿什么祝福我呢
？Well, I would have to ask her with what are you going to bless me.
但是法老都没说话的。
But Pharaoh did not say anything.
奇怪不奇怪
？Is this strange?
为什么把自己当作神一样存在的法老，当这位难民雅各给他祝福的时候，他连话都没说。好，那你快给我祝福吧。
Why is it that this Pharaoh, who thinks of himself as God, receives a blessing from this refugee?
为什么呢
？Why?
因为埃及地也有饥荒。
Because Egypt is going through a famine itself.
那埃及人为什么就会有很多的粮食呢
？Why does Egypt have all of its food?
就是这个雅各的儿子约瑟帮助法老治理埃及全地，使埃及全地呢不但没有饥荒，反而他的粮食很丰富。
It is that Jacob's son Joseph, he became the leader and governor over Egypt to help prepare it for the famine to gather all of its food.
法老呢就问约瑟，你是怎么做的呢
？And Pharaoh asks Joseph, "How did you do this?"
你为什么有这个智慧呢
？How do you have this wisdom?
所有的地上都有这样的饥荒，我们埃及被你治理，就有这么多的粮食呢
？All the land around us, it is in famine, and under your leadership, Joseph, we have lots of food.
约瑟就告诉法老说，因为有我们希伯来人的神。
Joseph said to Pharaoh, "It's because we, the Hebrews, have our God."
他说，我们希伯来人的神来。帮助我，使我有智慧来帮你。
The God of the Hebrews came and blessed us with wisdom so that we may come to help you.
所以法老知道这个约瑟，他这个宰相呢，哇，他的神很帮助他呀。
And so Pharaoh sees in Joseph how greatly God helps them.
那么同样的道理，他也知道，那约瑟的神自然也是他爸爸雅各的神咯。
And naturally, the logic flows that the God of Joseph is also the God of his father Jacob.
所以雅各在这里给法老祝福，不是他有什么祝福，而是雅各的神要祝福法老。
So this blessing which Jacob gave to Pharaoh, it is not that Jacob himself has anything to bless Pharaoh with, but it is Jacob's God who is blessing Pharaoh.
换句话说，我们看都是大的给小的祝福。
In other words, it is always the greater who is blessing the lesser.
也就是说此时此刻虽然在人的眼中雅各和他的一家是逃难的是难民。
In other words, even though Jacob and his household, they are refugees, they are fleeing from the famine.
但是在上帝的眼中在他的神的眼中呢比法老还大。
But in God's eyes, he is greater than Pharaoh.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为神要借着雅各祝福法老。
Because God will use Jacob to be a conduit of blessing.
所以这个时候法老之所以没有说话让雅各给他祝福他没有说话。
So, the only reason why Pharaoh kept quiet while he received Jacob's blessing is,
是因为他知道是雅各的神要借着雅各给他祝福。
Because he knows that it is God acting through Jacob that he will bless Pharaoh.
他当然不敢出声了。
Of course, he knows to remain silent.
好了，接下来第八节这里说，法老问雅各说，你平生的年日是多少呢？
Verse 8 says, And Pharaoh said to Jacob, How many are the days of the years of your life?
什么意思呢？就是问雅各呀，你今年多大年纪了？
This is essentially Pharaoh asking Jacob, How old are you?
我们看雅各怎么回答。
Let us see Jacob's response.
第九节，雅各对法老说，我寄居在世的年日是130岁，我平生的年日又少又苦，不及我列祖早在世寄居的年日。
Verse 9, And Jacob said to Pharaoh, The days of the years of my sojourning are 130 years. Few and evil have been the days of the years of my life, and they are not attained to the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their sojourning.
雅各呢就回答说，哎，别提了，我才活了130岁呀，我今年130岁。
Jacob says, oh, it's not really worth mentioning, I'm only 130 years old.
不行不行，不好不好。
This isn't really anything to brag about.
我的先祖亚伯拉罕
Our grandfather Abraham.
还有我的爸爸以撒
And my father Isaac.
他们的年日比我还长祝福还多
The number of years they have is greater and they have greater blessing.
我不单年纪活不过他们 我在神面前所蒙的福呢也不及我的祖先
Not only am I fewer in years than them, but also I have received fewer blessings than them.
啊，你会觉得说130岁了，我们现在怎么努力也活不到130岁啊。
You may think to yourselves, oh, that's 130 years. Even if we tried, we couldn't get that high.
但是雅各在这里依然在说，哎呀，我130年里边我受苦受的太多了。
But Jacob here is saying, oh, in these years of my life, I have received much hardship, a lot of evil.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
他的意思是与他的爷爷亚伯拉罕相比,与他的父亲以撒相比呢,他太多的时间,一生当中太多的时间是不信神的。
He means that in comparison with his grandfather Abraham and his father Isaac, there was a lot of time which he spent not believing in God.
他不像他爷爷亚伯拉罕,不像他父亲以撒那样的顺服神，从那神那里得到那么多的祝福。
He was not like his grandfather Abraham or his father Isaac to believe and follow God to receive his blessings.
还记不记得我们讲过，亚伯拉罕并没有受雅各这么多的苦的。
Recall how Abraham did not receive as much difficulty as Jacob.
以撒也没有。
Neither did Isaac.
他的爸爸以撒也没有。
Neither did his father Isaac.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们特别顺服这位上帝。
Because they were very obedient to God.
上帝告诉亚伯拉罕做什么,亚伯拉罕就做什么。上帝告诉以撒做什么,以撒就做什么。
Whatever God told Abraham or Isaac to do, they did.
但是上帝不是告诉雅各做什么,雅各就做什么的。
But when God told Jacob to do something, Jacob did not necessarily do it.
所以雅各自己在那里凭依靠自己做了许多的事情受了许多的苦啊。
So Jacob by his own strength did what he thought best and he received a lot of difficulty.
所以从这个角度来雅各说哎呀我130岁啊我的年日太少了太苦了。
So from this perspective, Jacob says, oh, my years are not many and I've received a lot of difficulty.
当雅各在这里说我不行不行我不好不好和我的列祖比我差很多呀。
When Jacob here is saying that, oh, I'm not really good, I don't have many years compared to my ancestors.
雅各又做了一件事情雅各又给法老祝福就从法老面前出去了。
And then after saying that, Jacob blessed Pharaoh again and then left.
雅各一边讲自己我比我的列祖差很多呀，但是他一边又给法老祝福。
While Jacob is saying, oh, I'm not good, I'm not good, at the same time, he is still giving Pharaoh blessings.
你看看这是不是有点炫耀啊。
Isn't this kind of strange?
不是，就是 show off.
Oh, isn't he kind of showing off?
我给你祝福。
I'm going to bless you.
一边祝福还一边说，不行不行，我的祝福不行，不如我的列祖。
And at the same time saying, oh, my blessing isn't much compared to my ancestors.
所以我们看到现在雅各变了。
And so we see how Jacob has changed.
以前的雅各如果给法老祝福会怎么样？
Before, if Jacob were to give Pharaoh blessing, what would it have been like?
他会这样的，哦，麻麻的耶，马马虎虎。
Oh, at that time, it would have been, oh, just a wishy-washy little blessing here and there.
小意思了。
Just a
piece of a cake. no sweat. 但是现在雅各不这样的了。
But Jacob's not like this anymore.
为什么呢？
Why?
雅各知道这祝福是从神来的。
Because he realizes that blessing comes from God.
就是他自己也是蒙了神的祝福才成为今天这个样子的。
It is that Jacob realizes he himself received blessing from God so that he can be like this now.
甚至于他可以给法老祝福。
Even to the point where he is able to bless Pharaoh.
因为他知道在上帝的眼中他比法老呢更高贵的。
Because he knows that in God's eyes he is higher than Pharaoh.
好，我们接下去再看，祝福完事了，雅各就走了。
And after this blessing, Jacob leaves.
约瑟遵着法老的命，第十一节，把埃及国最好的地，就是兰塞境内的地，给他父亲和弟兄居住，作为产业。
Verse 11 says, Then Joseph settled his father and his brothers and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded.
约瑟用粮食奉养他父亲和他弟兄，并他父亲全家的眷属都是照各家的人口奉养他们。
Verse 12 says, And Joseph provided his father, his brothers, and all his father's household with food according to the number of their dependents.
所以雅各全家呢，在埃及那个地方的话呢，那么他的儿子约瑟呢，就一直供养他们。
So we see that Jacob and his household there in Egypt, they were receiving support from his son Joseph.
当迦南那个整个的地方巴勒斯坦地全部有饥荒没有吃的时候呢，以色列人有吃的。
When that land of Canaan, the land of Palestine, when they were in famine and had no food, Jacob's family had food.
那么我们看这段经文告诉我们什么了呢？
So let us see, let us consider, what does this passage in scripture say?
我们看到亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神是如何赐福给雅各的。
Let us see how the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac, how he blessed Jacob.
这样的祝福不仅仅是使这样一个像难民一样的雅各，他有饭吃，和他的家里面有饭吃。
This blessing is not simply just giving the refugee Jacob food.
而是神把他改变成为了一个人，他的位置在神的眼中比法老还高贵。
Rather, it is that God changed Jacob to be a person, to be in a higher standing than Pharaoh.
前面我们讲过。
We have already discussed this earlier.
法老在那个时代是，他自以为自己是上帝的，是神的。
Pharaoh at that time thought of himself as God.
但是在神的眼里，一个雅各就可以给他祝福。
But in God's eyes, even one as Jacob could give blessings to Pharaoh.
你就知道雅各在耶和华的眼中是多么的贵重。
So, do you see how substantial or how valuable Jacob is in the eyes of God?
你也就同样知道神给雅各的祝福有多大。
And at the same time, do you come to know how great the blessing is from God to to Jacob?
所以今天我想告诉你们一件事情。
So, today I want to say to you,
我们去读创世纪的时候上帝创造了许多的东西。
When we come to read Genesis, God has created many things.
他创造了地球，也创造了其他的星球。
He created the earth and many other planets.
那么在这个地球上面，他创造了很多的空气呀、水呀。
And on earth, he created the air and also the water.
土地呀。
and also dry land.
你知道他为什么吗？
Do you know why?
他就为着第六天要在这地上创造人。
It is so that on the sixth day he may create men.
你们很少去想一件事情，一个灵魂，一个人在上帝的眼中是何等的尊贵。
You may not have considered this very much, how valuable a spirit, a person is in God's eyes.
我们看创世纪，你知道上帝为什么要造太阳？
Let us see in Genesis why God created the sun.
那太阳是为你，为我来服务的。
The sun is to support us.
上帝为什么要把水分开，中间有空气？
Why did God part the waters so that there may be air in between?
上帝的这些创造，无论是空气，无论是水，无论是地上所长出来的一切的绿色植物，都是为你为我服务的。
All this creation by God, whether it be the air or the water or anything that grows out of the ground, it is all to support us.
你看这个土地。
You see the land.
它就像一个仆人一样，每年的把食物，无论是蔬菜，无论是水果，无论是粮食，送到我们的面前，对不对？
Consider the land. It is like a servant every year faithfully bringing up food, be it vegetables or fruits, to us.
你看那个空气，它就一直在那里，任我们去呼吸。
Consider the air always there for us to breathe.
你每天打开水龙头，那里边就流出洁净的水来。
When you open your faucet, there is always clean water coming out.
但是你从来都没有想，这背后使这一切为我们服务的那一位是谁？就是上帝。
Have you ever considered behind all of this, the one supporting it is all God?
所以我们今天你浪费那些水，浪费食物，你在浪费神的恩典。
So when you go to waste water or food, you are wasting God's grace.
所以我们要知道，我们在上帝的眼中是非常的宝贵的。
So may you know that in God's eyes you are very valuable.
我们再去回创世纪当中看的时候，我们看到人是有两，上帝造人的时候有两部分。
Reflecting on Genesis, recall that there are two parts to men.
一部分是我们的身体。
The first is our physical body.
我们的身体是从尘土来的。
Our body comes from dust.
另一部分是我们的灵魂。
The second part is our spirit.
我们的灵魂是从上帝而来。
And spirit comes from God.
我们的灵魂可以控制我们的身体。
Our spirit can control our body.
把上帝的荣耀能够活出来。
To live out God's glory.
由此你就知道上帝是如何爱我们。
So, can you tell how much God loves us?
我们是可以在上帝所赐的灵魂的当中活得像我们上帝一样荣耀。
In the spirit which God has given us, may we live out God's glory?
我们上帝是慈爱的。
Our God is good, is love.
所以我们也应该是慈爱的。
So, we should also be love.
所以我们这个世界应该是和平的，应该是彼此相爱的。
There should be peace on earth. We should love each other.
特别是今天，当我们看到这战争的时候呢，我们就知道啊，原来和平是很重要的。
Especially today, when we see war, we realize that peace is quite important.
上帝是圣洁的。
God is holy.
那我们也应该是圣洁的。
So we must also be holy.
所以我们就要远离那些罪恶的事情哦。
So we must depart from evil and sin.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们有神的灵在我们的里边，神赐给我们的灵在我们的里边。
Because we have God's Spirit, which He has blessed us with.
我们应该像我们的创造我们的神一样生活。
We should live according to the nature of our God.
所以我们在上帝的眼中，每一个灵魂都是极其宝贵的。
So in God's eyes, every spirit is very valuable.
但是我们今天的世界把这个价值观给改变了。
But our earth, our world right now, they have changed this value.
我们觉得说，哎，你有钱你就尊贵。
They say that if you are rich or you have much money, then you are valuable.
像法老一样，你拥有一个国家，哎呀。
Just like with Pharaoh, if you rule a country, then wow.
你那个财富能够排名在第几？
What is your rank of wealth?
我们觉得说，哦，我住了多大的房子，就表明我有多么的尊贵。
You may say, oh, how big of a house I'm in, that represents how valuable I am.
或者说我去了某一个大学，我考在我们班的考试成绩有多高啊，那就是我的价值。
Which university I went and what rank I got there, that determines my value.
好，我想问一件事情，我们是否有这种确信，我们一生的成就可以像法老一样？
So let us consider, do you have this sort of value to be like Pharaoh?
我相信我们在座的没有这样的，不会有这样的成就的，也许你们会的。
I guess that maybe none of you do this.
也许过30年、40年、50年，我们当中的某一个小朋友，哇，成了那个时候的世界当中的一个主宰。
Maybe 30 or 40 years, one of you may become the leader of the world.
我觉得好像不太可能的。
I don't think it's particularly
好，即便如此，你成为了法老一样的存在，你有权利。
Nonetheless, if you were to become someone like Pharaoh, very powerful.
你拥有世界。
You control the world.
但是在上帝的眼中，他依然不如一个难民一样的雅各。
But in God's eyes, that person is still not worth as much as someone like Jacob, who seems to be a refugee.
为什么？
Why?
因为这法老可以凭自己的力量，凭借这个国家的力量，他的确可以获得许多的东西。
Because Pharaoh, by his own strength, by the strength of his country, he is able to do quite a lot.
像法老一样。
Like Pharaoh.
那我想问你，那个法老哪去了？
Where did Pharaoh go?
他现在在哪里？
Where is he right now?
法老曾经拥有的荣耀，曾经拥有的财富，曾经拥有的权柄到哪里去了？
All of Pharaoh's glory and wealth and his authority, where did it go?
没有了，连他自己都没有了。
It's gone, even he is gone.
但是上帝依然在那里。
But God is still there.
今天这位上帝和当时借着雅各给法老祝福的上帝是同一位上帝。
Today, the God that we know and the God which blessed through Jacob, he is still there.
但是神给雅各的祝福今天还在雅各的后裔当中。
And God's blessing to Jacob, to Jacob's descendants, that blessing is still there.
因此我们今天要知道这个世界当中这个价值观是错的。
Let us realize that the value which this world places on things is wrong.
你说要追求的不是要追求像好像法老一样的存在，那些权力，那些金钱，那些财富。
Let us not chase after the things which Pharaoh did, like all the wealth and all the prosperity.
因为这一切最终都将失去的。
Because all of these will eventually pass away.
唯有上帝的祝福才是永远的。
Only God's blessing is eternal.
因为上帝在他的眼中看重像雅各这样的相信他并且倚靠他的人。
Because in God's eyes, when he sees those people like Jacob, those who lean on him,
他也会毫无保留地把他的祝福全部倾倒给这样的人。
He will preserve him and also bless him with blessings.
所以我们今天要有个正确的价值观。
So let us have a correct perspective on value.
那正确的价值观就是你要认识那有价值的。
We must truly value what is valuable.
上帝的价值远远超过法老。
God's value is vastly greater than Pharaoh.
上帝的一句话就超过法老。
God's word, even one word from God, exceeds that of Pharaoh.
所以希望你们能够从小的时候，你就明白什么才是真正有价值的。
So I urge you from a young age, may you come to know what is truly valuable.
什么才是祝福？
What is blessing?
一个一岁的小朋友，你给他一块糖，他认为哇，这是个天大的祝福。
A child, one year old, when you give him a piece of candy, he's going to be like, oh, this is a really great blessing.
他非常的开心。
He's very happy.
他欣赏这块糖。
He is going to take a vast pleasure in this candy.
哎呀，他在尝品尝这个糖。
He's going to taste it.
眼里边流露出那些满足。
And in his eyes, you can see his great pleasure, joy.
你在旁边就会看，一块糖。
And you stand on the side, laughing, chuckling at him, saying, oh, it's just a piece of candy.
但是对这个孩子来说呢，这就是一个天大的祝福。
But to this child, this candy is a vast blessing.
你会发现，如果你给一个一岁的小孩一块糖的时候，他会有至少有十分钟时间，这糖就是他的一切。
You'll find that if you give a piece of candy to a one-year-old, that piece of candy will be his world for like 10 minutes.
那你不用活到像我这个年纪，你就十岁之后，你会觉得说一块糖，你为什么就是成为你的一个世界了呢？
You know, even to go to my age, even like 10 years later, you'll realize, oh, why does this piece of candy become your world?
因为他没有智慧。
Because he does not have wisdom.
他不认识那更有价值的。
He doesn't know what is more valuable.
相反，你就会冲你爸爸说，给我十块钱。
In contrast, you will come to your father and say, oh, can you please give me $10?
因为十块钱能买好多糖。
Because $10 can give you much more candy.
十块钱甚至可以买一些其他的你喜欢的东西。
And $10 can buy you a lot of what you want.
所以你们今天也需要认识那更有价值的是什么。
So I want you to come to know what is the most valuable.
所以你的价值观不要建立在这个世界当中这种虚假的错误的价值观当中。
Let us not build up our perspective on value according to the world.
所以我们来到这里来借着雅各我们看到他在上帝面前所蒙的祝福是什么。
So today by Jacob's story, let us see what is truly valuable and how blessings come.
尽管他经历了很多的苦难。
Even though Jacob went through a lot of hardship,
从不信这位上帝，不依靠这位上帝的，成为了一个相信这位上帝，依靠这位上帝的人。
Going from unbelief, not believing in God, and now to believing in God.
他不但可以在上帝那里蒙福。
Not only did he receive blessing,
这个福不是世界上所能给予的啊。
And note that this blessing is not something which the world can give.
而且他甚至于可以给法老祝福。
In addition, he is able to give blessings to Pharaoh.
他在神的眼中比法老更加的 noble.
In God's eyes, Jacob is more noble than Pharaoh.
那你要做什么样的人呢?
So, what person will you be?
何况我们在这个世界上也不能够做到那令所有人都羡慕的人。
Maybe we will not become someone that is admired by all.
但是我们却可以借着信心在神的眼中成为神的儿女。
But by faith, we can become the sons and daughters of God.
所以你们要有智慧。
So you must have wisdom.
这就是智慧。
And this is wisdom.
不要小看你自己。
Don't, view yourself too little.
因为你有一部分是从神而来的。
Because there's a part of you which comes from God.
那才是你真正有价值的部分。
That is the truly valuable part of you.
我们今天饿了，我们这身体饿了，我们就需要吃饭。
When we are hungry, we need to eat.
同样，我们从神那里而得到这个更重要的、更宝贵的灵魂呢，他也要吃饭。
Similarly, what we receive from God, our spirit, it also needs to receive nourishment.
而这个灵魂需要吃的饭是什么呢？就是神的话。
And this nourishment or food for our spirit is God's word.
我们这个身体吃不健康的食物或者不吃东西就会生病就会不健康甚至于死亡。
Our body, when we don't eat well, it will become sick.
同样我们的灵魂若不被神的话语来喂养像食物一样的话我们也会不健康。
Similarly, our spirit, if it is not fed by God's word, it will become unhealthy.
也会生病。
It will become unhealthy.
甚至于是死亡。
Even to die.
我们的身体死亡是一件很小的事情。
By comparison, our body when it dies is a minor thing.
但是因为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们的灵魂是永远不死的。
Because our spirit will never die.
哪一个更重要呢?
Which one is more important?
当然我们的灵魂更重要。
Of course, our spirit is more important.
所以从你们小的年纪的时候,你们要认真的去学习神的话语。
So from a young age, I urge you, it is very important to learn God's word.
就好像你每天有充足的健康的食物在吃一样。
It is like every day when you eat very good food.
使你的身体和灵魂都可以健康。
So that your physical and spiritual selves would be healthy.
并且随着你的生命的不断的增长的时候呢，你的身体的会增长的时候呢，你的智慧也会增长。
So that while you grow, while your body grows, your wisdom may also grow.
你的灵性也会不断的蒙福。
And your spirit would also receive blessing.
像雅各一样。
Just like Jacob.
好，我们起来祷告。
Let us close in prayer.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
祝福你在面前每一位。
May you bless each one before us.
特别是年轻人。
Especially the young ones.
除了你的圣灵可以打开我们心灵的眼睛。我们都是愚昧人。
Besides you who are able to open our hearts, we are all fools.
我们就无法得到你的智慧。
There is no way for us to receive your wisdom.
愿你借着你的话语，也借着你的灵，使我们在你面前能够 有智慧。
By your word and by your spirit, and may you help us to increase in wisdom.
可以认识你。
That we may come to know you.
明白你的旨意。
To know your will.
可以得到那得救的智慧。
To come to the knowledge of salvation.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Jacob's years of sojourning, or some translations say his years of pilgrimage.